four seals on the scroll of God, he will set loose on the world the infamous riders of doom, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Each will ride a horse of different color. Each will deliver a series of tribulations and punishments on the unrepentant. Although there has historically been disagreement about the exact meaning of each of the four horsemen, the first is generally regarded as the Antichrist. Astride a white horse, this rider's goal is conquest. Apocalyptic mission.
Impossible. Pestilence. Arrest the president. Behead Bill and Ted. My adventure's excellent. Ride on, nigga.
But the horrors of the White Horseman are only the beginning. Three more riders will gallop from the pages of Revelation to punish the world. Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Some believe the rider of the red horse will be sent to bring
an irreversible plague, the scourge of a soon coming age. You are wise not to number your days. The irreversible plague, you know my name. The horseman on top of the game.
The book of Revelation tells us that Jesus will open the third seal of God's plan to reveal the third horseman of the apocalypse. I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. For the black horseman, awful seeds of famine.
Rain. Drain. Lifeless bodies of pain. Illuminati entirely came through the acid rain of men. Emptied out, no organs felt. Liquid acidic melt your skin. Disease in the wind. Plague, you're never gonna feed again.
Well, there's about three of the horsemen of the apocalypse. But there is little doubt about the purpose of the fourth. When I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come," I looked, and there before me was a pale horse, and its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. Revelation chapter 6, verse 7. The rider on the pale horse is meant to bring death to the world.
I start counting backwards from infinity to the BC, to the first century, to AD, till I get to the end of eternity. Then start counting backwards from that. These timetables I learned from a dying angel.
Recent disasters and the threat of even worse to come are proof that prophecies from the book of Revelation are at last coming true. God will soon eliminate all that is wicked by destroying this world. Could it be that Revelation's four horsemen of the apocalypse have at last begun their fearful ride?